And so if you ever feel headachy, you don't want to bang on your head. That really wouldn't be good. So the rule of thumb, if you're working with yourself or say with a friend with a headache, is touch and hold for one full breath. That means a full inhale, full exhale. Okay? So you guys can tap, but I'm going to intend that I'm not going to bang on her head. All right? Okay, you ready?
So they're going to help me. So when you feel headachy, touch and hold?
Yeah, you don't want to bang if you've got a headache or if you're helping a friend or even if you can't sleep. Tapping's kind of stimulating the movement. So if you can't sleep, you want to just touch and hold. Okay? All right. So you guys ready? All right. Even though I only come on Thursdays to feel better. I don't want a migraine.
I don't want to feel worse.
All this sadness coming up.
All this sadness coming up.
All control issues.
All sadness.
All sadness.
This is really happening to me.
I want that job. And they're not responding quickly.
And it reminds me of every time.
People, others,
authority figures,
every single person
has not felt my need
and responded appropriately.
All the ways
this neediness comes up to hurt me.
All the ways
neediness
is a part of my life experience
and has caused me great harm,
great pain.
All the ways
migraines
are another way
for me to scream
for something
I can't find,
I can't get,
I can't receive.
All the ways
I'm at a tipping point,
ready to heal,
finally,
permanently,
and now I'm realizing
that may not be true,
and it could be more than I can bear.
I want to accept me,
all of my pains,
all of my junk,
all of my reactions,
that I'm here
to grow through.
I can't do it.
I can't do it.
I'm seeking
to know a different experience.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could see myself differently?
The uniqueness
of me.
The wounds that I came to explore.
The loss and lack.
The fear.
The perceived rejection.
That I'm here to heal.
The uniqueness
of my journey.
I've only seen it.
Judged it.
As painful and hard.
I don't know
how it really works.
What am I doing?
Being uniquely me.
I want to embrace the uniqueness of me.
And see what I have accomplished
against all odds.
I'm getting so tired
of living in the lack,
the abyss,
the hole,
always defaulting,
physically
or emotionally
or mentally,
into the frequency
of needing something
that's withheld from me.
I want to see this differently.
I want to see this differently.
I want a different experience with me.
I don't need a migraine
to honor,
to validate
the intensity
of my emotional patterns
that I'm here
to explore.
This is not a curse.
I am not being tricked.
This is the uniqueness
of my journey
into wholeness.
Today I want to practice
acceptance.
I have known suffering
of a very particular kind. I have known suffering.
My suffering is very real.
And yet it is different
than other people's suffering.
It is uniquely my journey.
I want to embrace
the possibility of me.
All sadness,
all physical pain,
all the ways
I respond
to the patterns
I'm here
to explore.
I want to see it differently.
I want to feel it differently.
I want to show up differently
with me.
This is really happening to me.
All the ways I connect to sadness.
I want to see it
as my way of contributing.
I'm here in this earth experience
to be part of evolution,
of healing,
of learning,
of giving,
of receiving.
And my unique journey
is through the patterns
of sadness,
of lack,
of needing,
and never knowing how to quench
the need.
And if I really see where I began
and where I am today,
I want to resonate with the miracle of that.
All the choices I have gotten right.
All the seeking I am involved in.
All that I have received.
All that I have contributed.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
If I'm truly at a tipping point.
And I could allow
the possibility
that I am enough.
That this unique journey.
My unique journey
isn't wrong,
isn't bad.
It is painful,
but not as painful as it used to be.
It's nowhere near as painful.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if I could accept my journey,
pain that is uniquely mine,
and instead of expanding it,
resisting it,
hating it,
if I could allow
myself to experience
loving acceptance
of the miracle
of the gift
of unique
me.
Okay, big breath.